This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 14th, 2013. Should you have questions if you're listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, February 14th, 2013 will now come to order. And a happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I'm sure there's nothing more romantic than an FEC meeting. First item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move to approve agenda document number 13-08-A, minutes for the open session held on January 31st, 2013.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2012-38, a request by the Socialist Workers Party. At the request of the requester, we are holding that over for a future meeting. There are two drafts that have been made public, anyone who wants to comment, we're happy to hear them. We will return to that at a later meeting. The next item on the agenda, we have three long overdue audits. My apologies to all of these committees because we should have finished all of these a long time ago, and I hope we can do better in the future. First one is the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Inc. Gesundheit, and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Inc. We have late submitted documents. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda documents number. Why don't we do all?
Do them all.
Okay. 13-04-A, 13-05-A, and 13-06-A. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 5-0. Who is anybody have something to say on this? Amongst the staff? Mr. Hintermeister?
Yeah, I think Rakita was going to do a brief introduction.
Rakita? Well, Ms. Morgan.
McCain report.
Thank you.
Good morning. In front of you is the McCain-Palin proposed final audit report, which contains a finding for GLAC, failure to file 40-out notices totaling $240,700, and an additional issue concerning campaign travel billing of press for the general committee. And we're ready to answer any questions.
Thank you for that concise presentation. For the benefit of people who are sitting here wondering what was taking so long and why the meeting was delayed, we were making a few fairly minor changes in the wording, but they were important to make to clarify the process, the history, exactly what happened when, what the auditor's opinions were, and then ultimately what the commission's views are. And we just needed to select precisely the right words that worked for everyone. So there aren't dramatic changes from the earlier drafts that had been made blue, but it always takes a little while to get the documents processed and copied on our excellent and lovely blue paper. So I apologize to everyone here for the delay in starting, but that's all that was going on. Do we have any discussion on the audit report? Well, then, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Sure. I move that we adopt the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Incorporated and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Incorporated. It's contained in agenda document number 13-04-A.
And I assume that motion also incorporates technical and conforming edits, should any be necessary?
It does.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thanks for reminding me.
My pleasure. Given the late flurry of edits, I wanted to make sure we didn't have any typos in there. but we have the ability to correct them if we do. All right, we have a motion to approve the proposed final audit report on McCain-Palin 2008 Inc. and McCain-Palin Compliance Fund Inc. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the proposed final audit report on the Maine Republican Party. Mr. Bonowitz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody. Before you is the proposed final audit report on the Maine Republican Party. It contains four commission findings, the statement of financial activity, reporting of debts and obligations, disclosure of disbursements, failure to file notices and properly disclose independent expenditures. It also contains one additional issue, reporting payments from non-federal accounts. We're prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions for Mr. Bonowitz or any comments? Do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. I move that we adopt the proposed final audit report on the Maine Republican Party as found in agenda document number 13-05-A and authorize staff to make any technical and conforming edits to the document.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the proposed final audit report on the Maine Republican Party. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries 5-0. Who says we can't agree on anything? And the last item on the agenda is, the second to last, the proposed final audit report on rightmarch.com PAC. Mr. Bonners, is that you again?
Yes, thank you again. Before you use the proposed final audit report on rightmarch.com PAC Inc., it contains one commission finding, the statement of financial activity, and it addresses two additional issues, extension of credit by a commercial vendor, and reporting of payments for communications. I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Bonowitz. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Bonowitz or anything they wish to say about this audit? Is there a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I move that we adopt the proposed final audit report on rightmarch.com PAC Incorporated as found in agenda document number 13-06-A and authorize staff to make any technical and conforming edits.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the proposed final audit report on rightmarch.com PAC Inc. Do we have any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
The motion carries 4-1 with Commissioners Hunter Peterson, the Vice Chairman, and me voting in favor and Commissioner Walther opposed. Mr. Staff Director, do we have any management or administrative matters to discuss? Thank you, Mr. Bonowitz.
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Well then, it took a while to get started, but it was a very quick meeting. The meeting is now adjourned. Happy Valentine's Day.